Good morning. Continuing with our topic of when somebody has to stand or not stand, for example, for a Talmud Chacham, for an elderly individual, and now we'll add in as well for parents. We've talked about that in the past, but we'll group them all together. How about if somebody has been designated for holding the Sefer Torah in Shul, for example, after Hagbah, after Galila, and he's sitting there holding the Sefer Torah? Or if we have two Sifrei Torah, three Sifrei Torah that are necessary for that Shabbos, that Yontif, and we have somebody sitting there holding an additional Sefer Torah, two people holding Sifrei Torah, and a Sefer Torah walks by. Well, actually, let's start with before a Sefer Torah walks by, his Rebbe walks by, or a very elderly, dignified gentleman walks by above the age of 70. To the people, does the person holding the Sefer Torah have to stand up? Or because he has the Sefer Torah in his hands, does he not stand up? So the Tshuvas Chaim Sha'al and also the Shirei Bracha say as follows, She'enu bedin shiyeresh Sefer Torah yakum ibnei arav. It's improper that the Sefer Torah should stand up for a Talmud Chacham, an elderly individual, and the like. And the Shirei Bracha ends off by saying that if an individual wants to stand, if he, for example, it looks like he's starting to get up, we tell him, Sheval Tasadev, sit down. It's better not to do anything than to get up. So be passive, don't stand up. So do not stand up when you're the person holding the Sefer Torah. And in fact, that is also brought in the Sefer Chassidim as follows. There is a quote in the Gemara talking about related issues to our question, and it says, Ein Torah omedes mipnei lomdea, the Torah itself, that's how we're applying that concept, the Torah itself should not stand for those who learn it. So in other words, even a great Talmud Chacham, but you're holding the Sefer Torah, you should not have the Sefer Torah stand up for somebody who learns the Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah is on a higher level of Kedusha. And the Aderet says similarly, he brings it from another angle. He says the person holding the Sefer Torah is considered Osek B'mitzvah, and he is Potter from the second mitzvah. That means you should not do the second mitzvah, and accordingly he should not stand, even if there's an elderly person or a Talmud Chacham walking by. So there we have it, various rationales. The person holding the Sefer Torah should not stand up for a Talmud Chacham, for an elderly individual, and even for one's own parents who are holding the Sefer Torah right now. Now, it's interesting, it's instructive, the language of the Chidah on this is, if you have somebody holding a Sefer Torah, ve'eino yachol lahanicho, he is not able to put it down, in that instance, then he should not stand up because there's an elderly individual, a Talmud Chacham, walking by. Now, this language, ve'eino yachol lahanicho, implies that if he is able to put it down, he should put down the Sefer Torah and should stand up. So that is the pashtus of the Chidah's language. If you can put it down, indeed, put it down and then stand up. But truth be told, the Shevet HaKahasi and others say that that is improper. That is not the minhag of Klal Yisrael, certainly of Ashkenazim, even though the Chidah brought that language in the Sefer Hasidim. But truth be told, that we do not put down the Sefer Torah. Actually, the Chidah bringing the Sefer HaChassidim would say that we don't put down the Sefer Torah. He doesn't address it explicitly, but he says if you're holding the Sefer Torah, that you don't stand up. It doesn't say in the Sefer HaChassidim, find a place to put it. So accordingly, the minhag is to not put the Sefer Torah down. That in itself could be viewed as a disgrace to the Sefer Torah. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva on that. So in fact, even if somebody has the Sefer Torah and would be able to put it down, the Shevet HaKahasi says, don't put it down. Sit there holding the Sefer Torah and do not stand up for anyone passing by. So the next question then is, we are on board with this, despite the language of the Chidah, if you could put it down, but that's not what we're going to be knowing to do, says the Shevet HaKahasi. That is not the minhag. Somebody's holding the Sefer Torah, and a Talmud Chacham, an elderly person, a parent walks by, don't stand up, stay seated. That is the cover for the Sefer Torah. So we don't have the Sefer Torah stand up for other people. How about the situation is the same, but instead of getting up fully, do you do what we call hiddur? Get up a little bit, the little hop up. For example, to go up a tefach or something like that out of your seat, would that be a proper thing to do? So the Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner says, even though you're not going to stand up, but nonetheless, it appears that hiddur should be done. So getting up a tiny bit, especially if it's your own Rebbe and you're holding the Sefer Torah, do a little hop up, don't stand all the way up, but a little bit up, that would be the proper thing to do according to the Shevet Halevi. Now the Sefer Kima Vehidr says same thing. Kamochen Kishamachzik Sefer Torah over Sefer Torah Acher. What happens if you're holding a Sefer Torah and a second Sefer Torah walks by you within 4 amos? There is an author who wrote as well that you should do hiddur, you should get up a little bit for that second Sefer Torah as well. However, having said that, says the Sefer Kima V'Hiddur, that if the whole concept here is we're showing kavod to the Torah that we are holding, that is our focus, kavod to the Sefer Torah we're holding, it wouldn't matter whether we're talking about standing up a lot or standing up a little bit. The kavod to the Sefer Torah that we are holding is to stay seated. Nothing is taking precedence and priority over that Sefer Torah. That has to be our focus. That is what we have to concentrate on. And there's nothing that we're going to get up for when we're holding that Sefer Torah, be it another Sefer Torah, be it for a parent, be it for our Rebbe. We should stay seated if the whole concept is showing cover to that Sefer Torah. And I think that's probably the minhag, although I haven't watched all that many people, but I haven't seen people getting up. And in fact, when somebody does get up with the Sefer Torah for the wrong purpose, you do have people saying them, please sit down. It's improper to stand up with a Sefer Torah to show cover to other people. That's not covered for the Sefer Torah itself. So bottom line here, if somebody is holding the Sefer Torah for whatever walks by, for the most part, we are not going to get up. We have a question about getting up a little bit. But it seems that although we have the Shevet Alevi saying, get up a little bit, but if the focus is the Kavod HaTorah, we have a strong argument to not get up even a little bit at all. Just focus on the Sefer Torah, and that's the Kavod of the Sefer Torah, to not be getting up for anyone else. Have a wonderful day.